That's how I felt. Hey, it's Joe McKenzie.
Get out the way.
It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. I've been that way before when people go too slow. But no, my raging, my yelling there happened last week. I was coming home from the gym. I got done with like a workout. I was tired.
So you should have gotten that out at the gym.
No, I was. But here's why. I'm going to admit right now, and I don't like admitting this, I'm not the greatest driver. I'll admit that I look at my cell phone and I shouldn't. God knows that's very dangerous. I'll admit occasionally, like, I don't always see my blind spots. Like, I almost hit a person on a motorcycle before. So I'm not perfect. That being said,
not good.
No. Listen.
You need, like, my car because it drives for you. It keeps you in the lane. That would help. You'll never hit anything.
I would take that. That would help.
Okay.
That being said, I think they're not necessarily okay, but they're more forgivable than what happened. When you do that, people get mad, and it's like, you want to flip somebody off, you move on. But with what happened to me the other night, and it sent me into a complete case of road rage, I always feel like I'm justified. And maybe I am, maybe I'm not.
833-563-2539.
I would like you to let me know what you think about my case, but also whether you've been the victim of road rage, or maybe you'd be like, you know what, Joe, they did this, and I lost my cool. I want to know what happened. So I'm turning out, I'm driving, and I can see this car. It's riding my butt. I'm already going like 5 over the speed limit, and there's other cars. Like, there's just no room. It's like rush hour traffic, 6:30 at night, I was trying to get home. This car, this Jetta, comes around me, and I could see it, and I slam my brakes on to stop. Otherwise, like, they just cut off. They cut right in front of me. And I'm not kidding. Like, they legit, I wouldn't have got like hurt, but they would have messed up my front bumper.
What color Jetta?
Silver.
Okay.
I'm
waiting for you to like call out their license plate.
No, I'm actually, I know it's illegal, but I have friends that work in law enforcement. I'm trying to see if somebody could tell me who they are.
Oh, dang.
Because I followed this person for 6.5 miles.
Oh, you are my worst freaking nightmare.
No.
I've had someone follow me because maybe I accidentally cut them off. And it's so scary.
Mackenzie, this wasn't accidental. And that's what I'm saying. You should pay attention to be a good driver. We all know when it's like, oh, crap, I'm sorry. I've done that. I'm like, sorry, I wasn't paying attention or I didn't see you. That's an accident. You need to, like, get over it. You're upset at first because you were scared. Your adrenaline's rushing. This person was aggressively driving in and out of different cars because I could see them coming. And then they cut me off. That's an a-hole driving move, not an oh, an accident. Because, like, I'll admit, self-admittedly, I've probably been like, sorry about that. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to drive like an a-hole now, and I'm going to find you. And I was flashing my lights at him. I was trying. I thought about calling the police, like, non-emergency, but I lost my cool. I did the wrong thing. I'm sure I did. But I was so angry. I'm like, what if my wife was in the car with me, or what if something else was happening?
So I have a question.
Go ahead.
Do we know what was going on in this person's life? Do we know if they were on their way to a hospital?
Why are you always such a justifier for people?
No, I'm
you
just
always
saying
are.
You have no idea what was going on. They could have a sick child at home. They could have an emergency.
So they have to cut me off causing an accident. Because if you're not going to make it to the hospital, you're not going to see your sick child that's dying at home if you cut me off and get into an accident. Because I had to slam on my brakes, which almost caused another accident behind me, Liv.
She's saying there's a slight possibility, like Benny of the Doubt, give them. Like, maybe they had diarrhea.
Poop your pants then. Don't cut me off, you jerk.
No, but it could not have been that.
I don't know. Maybe I just...
833-563-2539. Is Joe justified? And we want to hear about your road rage experience.
I mean, have you guys ever had anything?
Yes.
I feel like you would never do anything.
Oh, well, no, because I'm always like, my bad. Or I'll like give a little wave. But I did funny stories once. So I'm coming to a stop sign and there was a car going. I almost turned right in front of them and then I stopped myself and it was a BMW and they sped by. And this is so funny. It was during the summertime and all of a sudden, slow motion, the air, like the roof, like open. And then I just, like, they flipped me off.
Go after yourself.
And I actually got a kick out of that. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I actually appreciate it. Like, you know what? Yeah. You're right. I deserve that one. Chaps, what about you? I feel like you're a driver. You're the only one in the show that's
an
Uber and Lyft driver.
He's a crazy driver, though. I mean, when we do, like, out in the town little stuff, woo!
No, I'm actually a really good driver. There was one time...
Liv shaking her head violently, no.
You are just not a good driver.
I'm so scary to ride with. Very good driver, actually. That's why my Uber rating is 4.95. But anyways, I was 18 years old, and the speed limit was 35 miles an hour, and there's two lanes, right? And there was a car right next to me. Now, these two lanes, all of a sudden, were becoming one lane.
Merging.
So people were doing merging. The zipper effect, right? So everyone's going one other. So now me and this one car are side by side, and it's clearly my turn. And in front of me was like parked cars because it was on a side road. So like if I would have just kept going straight, I would have hit the parked cars. So like I'm trying to move over to the left lane and this guy starts inching closer and closer to the person in front of him so I can't get in. So I flipped him off. This guy slammed on his brakes, put his car in park, got out, came to my window, and was bang, 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 bang on my window. And I was just looking at him like,
did you about pee your pants?
You're an idiot.
Oh my gosh, did you freak out?
A little bit. I had two friends in the car with me.
When this one gets out of their car, I mean, these days it's so scary.
Guys, yeah. At the stoplight when this first went on, before I followed them for 6.5 miles till I lost them, I thought about getting out like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, don't do that.
But I'm like, I'll probably get shot.
Yeah, don't do it.
Just because you're fat, bullets still hurt.
Yeah, just smile.
I can name one time in my life that I've had road rage. I never get road rage at all. I cause a lot of road rage.
Yes, you do.
Because I accidentally cut people off and stuff. But people cut me off and people will give me the finger all the time. And it just does not faze me. I don't know what it is. Like, I just could care less. I'm just trying to get to my destination.
Yeah, I can't stand slow people. Because there's nothing about me that's slow.
I'm
a fast person. I like to get it done. I like efficient people. If you're going slow, get out of the left lane. I've said my piece. That's all I got to say.
833-563-2539. We are Joe McKenzie, and we will talk to you next. Road rage. Did I have a case of it? Maybe. Hey, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. This jerk face, Turd Ferguson, totally like passed me aggressively and almost hit my car. I just slammed my brakes on. It wasn't an accidental, hey, I drifted into your lane, I wasn't paying attention or something like that. It was them purposely doing that. And I tracked him down for like six and a half miles until I finally lost him. Then I had to tell my wife, Lindsay, I'm like, hey, I'll be home soon. She's like, I thought you left the gym 5 minutes ago. I'm like, I did. I did, but I have to stalk this person down and get my revenge. Cases of road rage, whether you were the aggressor or you had something happen, we're loving to hear from you. 833-563-2539. Let's kick things off with Jeff. You're on Joe McKenzie. Jeff, what happened?
Well, first of all, I was that guy in that Jetta that you were chasing down.
Oh, okay. Well, you drive like a jerk.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You should have seen his face, though. He's like, oh.
No, I was on a highway, and then I had this guy that was actually driving this little Hellcat right next to me, and I was in my Bully, and, you know, the guy kept, you know, weaving through traffic, and he almost cut me off, and, you know, he was in a nice white Hellcat, so when he finally got in front of me at the end, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go around him, and then when I went around him, I just laid on my gas, and then I just let him have a big old cloud full of smoke, and I've never seen somebody get so mad that he actually pulled over and started, you know, giving me the finger. And I'm like, well, dude, I'm still going. You're mad, you know. Like, you know, $80,000 car. You know, my dually isn't that expensive. But that's what happens when, you know, you have that kind of road rage.
No,
that's kind of
totally.
Cool. Like,
yeah,
if
that's
I
smart.
Could, like, do a black cloud of plume of smoke, do that too. You know what you could do? Just do the windshield wiper fluid. If you're on the highway, it'll blast behind them.
I feel like Porkchop's car actually has a black cloud of smoke, but it's just like the engine dying. Hey, Jeff,
it's
thank
true.
You for the call.
Bless his heart.
Let's go to Shannon on Joe McKenzie. What's up, Shannon?
Hey, good morning, guys.
So, are you a road rager or did something happen to you?
Nah, I'm typically not a road rager at all. I'm the most cautious driver in Indianapolis. And on Thursday, I got a phone call that my son, who is 10, jumped out of his bedroom window and ran off with a friend. So, I work an hour away from home. All I could think to do was get there as fast as possible. And I was driving, I'm positive, erratically, through traffic to get to my son to rectify the situation. He's found, he's safe, but I'm somebody that would never typically do that. And if I were to cut somebody off and they got so mad that they followed me home, like, that would have just made the situation worse. Now I have this person yelling at me, trying to find my son. Like, sometimes, like, I agree with what Liv said. You just don't know what people are going through.
Yeah, you sometimes got to give people the benefit of the doubt because they could be an emergency. It really could.
I would say that's the exception to the rule. And Shannon, let's do a new thing. If that ever happens again to anybody else listening, if that's your case, so we know you're not being an a-hole, just put your hazards on, like flashing. If you're flashing hazard, like, oh, they have to be there somewhere very quickly. And then we'll totally let that slide. Hey, I'm glad everything worked out for you, Shannon. We'll go to Jessica and Joe McKenzie. Jessica, are you a road rager or did you witness something? What happened?
Personally, yes, I am a road rager, but I was calling because one day I was on my way to work and I was getting off of the highway, and this lady pulled into the turn lane and cut somebody off. So the lady that got cut off got out of the car, went to her window, and was screaming and yelling. And the next thing you know, I look back, and they are, like, legit in a full-out fight.
Oh, my gosh. Dang.
Yeah.
See, that's my fear. People just have so much pent-up anger, I feel like, anyway, that it just can get really bad.
I'm not even afraid
personally, of... when people flip me off, I kind of like throw my hands up. I'm like, ooh, you got me.
Like, when that happened to me, I thought it was hilarious just because the situation was so funny.
I'm afraid to flip somebody off because I just... Man, people are crazy nowadays. Like, okay, so what? You get in a fist fight. That's not that bad, but people don't even fight anymore. They kick you in the head. You're like brain dead, or they shoot you and kill you. There's no like, hey, let's take this outside
like,
and let's have a fist fight.
If you're in a situation with an erratic driver, the best thing, and I always do, or it's like an erratic person ever in my life, I'm like, I don't want your crappy energy. Like, bye-bye. So I will like veer off so they pass or just get away from them. Anyway.
Anonymous, you're on Joe McKenzie. I feel like if you're anonymous, you might be a road rager. Am I correct?
Well, unfortunately, I'm a little bit of both. Like, I'm not going to deny it. But good morning, guys.
Good morning.
About 2 years ago, I was on my way to drop off my daughter with her dad, and this chick cut me off. So, of course, I did it in return, which obviously was a bad idea. The passenger that I had with me escalated the problem by throwing food at her to get back at her.
Oh, no.
In that case, she turned around and kind of hit me. Like, not hard enough to cause damage, but hard enough where I could feel the tap. So I was like, you know what? Okay, this escalated far enough. Let's just get off. So I got off the highway. She followed me. Hit me again. So at that point, I was like, okay, look. I have my child in the car. I know I did wrong. Let me just stop. My passenger got out and told her, hey, we have a child in the car, blah, blah, blah. She goes ahead and taps me again. So then at that point, I was like, you know what? Enough is enough. Let me get out of my car. I get out of my car. She starts reversing because she had already tapped the back of my car. She starts reversing and then puts it in drive and puts me on her hood.
Oh, my God!
Down the feeder road, and she takes a sharp right, and I roll off her hood, hitting the concrete. I'm blacked out for the next day. I was taken to the ER, and I have yet to find her. But I'm going to because I have, you know, I have information that I need. God. But, yeah, it was a road rage accident, and it was not my proudest moment, and I'm definitely not proud of what I did or what happened, especially now that my daughter was there to
see it. Was your daughter traumatized seeing her mom?
Like, oh, definitely.
Hood of this car.
Oh my gosh. Wow. See, I'm
like, how was your day?
I got hit by a car.
I have a solution. Just smile. The next time someone does some road rage, just smile. Do it.
Why is he smiling at me? I better get him out of his car and run him over.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right. Who is ready to roll the dice and see who could be the big loser for Dare Dice?
Maybe in the box of shame, you get hit by a car.
That's it. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And we'll use a station vehicle because ours are so old and busted. Maybe we can do an insurance claim out of that. All right.
We got a plan. Wow. All right.
Let's do both the vehicles. We'll have people that kind of sandwich you from both sides.
Sounds terrible.
All right. We'll roll next live on IG.